single players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello everybody, welcome along. You may, if you're very eagle-eared, have heard me singing along to the start of that. Fader was left up by accident. That's just a little treat you get. Welcome along to the League One version of the League podcast in association with the72.co.uk, the man who is one half of the brains behind that very good website is Sam Ashu, and he's on the line now. Hey Sam, you well?
Hello, yes, not too bad, thank you, Lee. Back from my, well, I've had a bit of a premature international break, actually, compared to some of the other players that will be going away this week. So I'm back in the game and back on the podcast, which is good news all round, I hope.
Oh, yeah, all good, all good. We need you back, need to get back into the naps anyway, because Pete landed his and we didn't land ours. So we need to get back on it. I thought we were just starting to chip into him a little bit. You were definitely with your winner the week before last. So all aboard with the naps. I think Sam's is going to come in League 2. But let's crack on with the League 1 featured games that you've picked out this week, shall we? First up, let's have a look at an interesting game. I actually looked at this as a possible nap match, but I swerved it in the end. This Chesterfield versus Sheffield United. The price is 7-5, the home team. The draw price is 11-5, and Sheffield United are priced up at 2-1. Intriguing matchup this one between these two teams. Not too far between them, so it's got a hint of a bit of a derby about it as well. 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Sheffield United are seventh, just outside the playoff positions, but on the same points as Preston, Rochdale, MK Dons. It's just goal difference that's keeping them below them. Chesterfield are just below them as well on 15 points, the plus four goal difference. Probably couldn't have hoped for much more, Chesterfield, with the start of the season that they had. It started to falter a little bit of late. They had a great start, and then now it's one win in the last five games for Chesterfield, including the Johnson's Paint Trophy, of course. Chef, you have really started to motor a bit more now, haven't they, Sam? Interesting matchup. Which way are you going?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you say, Chesterfield have slightly stuttered a bit of late, but I mean, what's interesting is that Paul Cook has been he's still been very pleased with the performances that they've put in, and he is very much a sort of performance manager, if you like. You know, he knows that if his team have lost by a couple of goals or so, as long as they've put the effort in and given it a real good go, he's normally happy, or happy-ish anyway. So it's the kind of team that you enjoy watching, because sometimes you think, well, they're just going to go all out, hell for leather, if you like, and try and get a few goals like we've seen from them, or they're actually going to concede a few. And they're up against the Sheffield United side who are, yeah, like you say, a bit of a, well, they've, like we all thought that they would, they've stepped into gear a little bit now, and they're starting to come good and challenge for those promotion playoffs. I think that it's going to be a game that we're going to see goals in, actually. Like you say, it's a bit of a derby, not too far between the two. In fact, Chesterfield, the club, have come out and said today that they're going to go hard on Sheffield United fans who will be sitting in the home end. So that'll tell you a little bit about the sort of, I don't know, the potential atmosphere that we might be seeing at the new Chesterfield Stadium. The thing is with Chesterfield that they are scoring goals at home. They're scoring around two goals per game at home. Seven out of the nine matches that they've played in of lately have been both teams to score. And in the matches that they've played in, I'll just run you through the sort of shot counts that they've had. This is in the last four shots. They've had 20 shots, 11 shots, 15 shots and 10 shots. So even though they're perhaps not getting the results of, you know, the immediate past, if you like, they're still creating those chances. And of course, with a man in Owen Doyle who scored 11 goals in nine games, yeah, you've always got a real good chance of scoring. And they're playing against a team here, Sheffield United, who are becoming known as the sort of comeback kings, if you like. The results, they were, of course, 2-0 down to Colchester and scored three late goals to turn that one around. And then they were 1-0 down to Gillingham in what was a bit of a crazy match there. I mean, they had 22 shots in that match, conceded a late-ish goal to Gillingham, but then still managed to turn it round. So two very interesting teams. If I'm honest, I am leaning towards Sheffield. But I like the goals as well. So over 2.5 goals at 21-20. I really like that price, just because of the way that Chesterfield are defending perhaps a little bit of late compared with the Sheffield United side, who are winning games but are conceding goals as well. So I like that price. And the other one that I like, is it perhaps more of an interesting one, is Sheffield United to come from behind and win or draw at 9-2. Now, as I've said, that they're the comeback kings of late, with that result at Gillingham, at home to Gillingham and away at Colchester. And I've got no reason to believe why a result won't, like that won't happen again. So Sheffield United to come from behind and win or draw at 9-2. I think that's a heck of a price.
Yeah, it does look good. Yeah, I like those. I like those bets as well, because you often get some really tasty prices about them. Let's have a look at. Should we go Walsall versus Bristol City next? 9-5 Walsall, 11-5 the price for the draw, and the price for Bristol City is 6-4. Walsall are 17th in the table with 11 points from their 10 games, a minus one goal difference currently. Bristol City, top of the tree, and a 5-point cushion as well now, with a plus 12 goal difference, which is the best in the division. And, well, it's just goals in, every way you look in their games, Sam. The 3-2 win over MK Dons, a 3-3 at Fleetwood, 3-0 at Port Vale, 3-0 they beat Donny, 2-0 they beat Scunthorpe United, 2-1 at Notts County. You have to go back to the Rochdale game to find the last game that didn't feature plenty of goals in it. Do you see something similar here? Walsall's home form hasn't been brilliant, but then the last two games they've scored three in each of them as well. Six goal thriller, anyone?
Well, perhaps so. I guess looking at the results of both sides of late, and there's no reason to believe that something like that couldn't happen again. If I'm honest, I am leaning towards Bristol City, and I don't think, you couldn't shoot me for doing that, really, could you? If you look at the they're unbeaten this season so far, and they're scoring a lot of goals and not conceding too many, in recent matches perhaps, but overall they've been fairly good in that department. And what I do like about them, the manager Steve Cotterill just says, look, we're here to entertain. There's a good article actually on the Bristol Post of the day. It was Steve Cotterill, let me entertain you. And he came out and he said, look, we're going to be open, we're going to be expansive, and we're going to attack. And I guess on that basis, you've got a team here, especially playing away from home, that are just looking at scoring more goals than the opposition. And that's always a great team to be able to watch, certainly from a neutral perspective. And they're a credit to League One. So, yeah, whilst I do fancy Bristol City, I think we've got goals in this one. And your goal price is certainly in favour of Bristol City. Perhaps, I don't know, in my opinion, I don't know what you think, but maybe aren't the most generous. A price I do like here, actually, is Bristol City to be leading at half-time, which is 2-1. Now, they've been winning at half-time in three of the last four matches, and we know that the goal threats that they've got. Kieran Agard has now scored four in his last two. Aaron Wilbraham has signed from Crystal Palace, at the start of the season, and he's had a heck of a start already. Jay Emmanuel Thomas can always come on and bag a goal as well. So we know that the threat that they've got, and yes, okay, I bear in mind that Walsall have scored six in the last two at home against decent-ish sides in Doncaster and certainly in Preston. But I just think they're a bit... I still think there's inconsistencies there. They haven't won two on the bounce since March. And I think they're going to be a very sort of average mid-table side this year. And, you've got someone in 17th place playing against someone in first. Let's not look past that. So Bristol City to be leading at half-time is a price I like. Kieran Agard, 7-4, is also a price I like. Like I said, he scored four in his last two matches. He's a recent signing. He's been played lately in his preferred position, which is up front, because he can play on the wing as well. But he looks very happy there at the moment, and I think he's going to be a real threat in that match. So 7-4 anytime is a decent price as well.
Yeah, I do like that a lot. It's one of those games when you look at the outright prices, and you can't really back any of them on their own. You'd have to back all of them with both teams to score, looking at the way it is. Some big prices around.
You can make justifications for both, I guess, looking at the Walsall recent home matches, but then, of course, the start that Bristol City have made, which is why I've sort of stayed away from the outrights in one. And I like the Bristol City to be leading at half time 2-1.
Fair news. Next up, let's have a look at Yeovil versus MK Dons. It's 9-5 Yeovil, 11-5 the draw, and 6-4 the price for MK Dons. The more attentive among you will have twigged that they are exactly the same prices as the Walsall Bristol City game. Milton Keynes Dons are fourth in the table at the moment with 16 points from their 9 games and a very healthy +9 goal difference. Yeovil are down in 16th with 12 points from their 10, only 4 points away from MK Dons with a -4 goal difference. MK Dons' recent away form had been pretty good. Don't draw many games, to be fair. They've lost 2 and 1-2, including that 5-3 win over Barnsley. The last defeat was the 3-2 defeat at Bristol City when Kieran Agard got to two of those goals. As for Yeovil, well, the home form has been it's been all right. They haven't been losing too many games, but drawing maybe one too many as well. Sam, which way do you sway on this one?
I'm leaning towards MK Dons, and mainly for the amount of goals that they're scoring lately. Again, like Bristol City and even Colchester that we've spoken about before, we've got a side here who are one of the Football League's sort of most exciting teams, really. People who, of course, watched that 4-0 win over Manchester United. They won 5-3 against Barnsley, narrowly lost 3-2 to Bristol City, like you mentioned. So, a really good team to watch and a good team to back as well. 23 goals they've scored in League One, and Benikophobe has got a fair few of those as well. Possibly missing Dele Alli and Will Grigg due to international call-ups, two of their best players this season. So be wary of that, but they've scored 10 in 4 away from home. And what's interesting is that 8 of the 10 goals that they have scored away from home of late have been in the second half. Now, this is what seemingly a team that that comes into life in and around the hour mark and on. So I would be looking here at thinking something along the lines of MK Dons to score some goals, of course. So MK Dons and over 1.5 goals at 6-5, I do think is a good price. But what I found an interesting one here. Now, this is a price, let me just try and sort of explain this correctly. This is a price that's got nothing to do with Yeovil. It's the MK Dons to score more goals in the second half than they would in the first half. So as I said, it's nothing to do with Yeovil. It's MK Dons to score more goals in the second half, 29-20. Now, bearing in mind the recent record that they've had, I'll reiterate, 8 of the last 10 goals that they've scored have been in the second half. I think that's a good price, 29-20, for them to score more goals in the second half than them to score more goals in the first half. I'll quick mention for Yeovil, because they've done okay this season, but you know, if you compare it to them being in the Championship last season, okay, they lost a lot of games, but of course the brilliant season they had in League One, it's a bit of a reality check for them, and I guess that scoring goals for them has been a main problem. James Hayter and Leach Smith have only scored 2 goals between them, and they're the sort of main recognised strikers. Kiefer Moore's another striker, he scored 2. But it's interesting, I just wonder about Gary Johnson. I'm not a Yeovil fan and I'm not in with the club or anything like that, so I don't know. I'm sure people would be more qualified to talk about them than me. But looking on the outside, it just seems with Gary Johnson that perhaps he's losing his edge a little bit in terms of when he came back to the club, he had that momentum of being the sort of hero returning. And then, of course, he took them up. And then he had the chance in, you know, to mix it with the big guns in the Championship. It didn't work out for him. And now he's languishing in League One, and it just seems that he doesn't seem that altogether that happy at the moment. He described his team's performance against Crawley as powder puff on a number of occasions. And he has been linked with the Leighton Orient job as well. So I just wonder, is that an ever so slight distraction? If you remember that Gary Rowett was linked with the Blackpool job that week, and I think Burton Albion went on to lose 3-0 or something along those lines. So it can be a distraction when you're linked with another job. I just wonder about Yeovil at the moment. Very inconsistent side, not scoring too many goals against a team in the complete opposite vein of form.
Absolutely fair enough. Sam, your nap's not coming in League One, is it? It's going to come in League Two, I think, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'll keep the League One listeners on the edge and they can get over to League One.
Yeah. Well, yeah, make sure you download the League Two version of the League podcast as well. That's available, as is this one, and the Championship version at the 72.co.uk. So when you load up the website, just have a look at the top right-hand corner and you'll see all the podcasts there. Worth checking out the 10-game review articles as well. I've read a few of those, Sam. Decent. I mean, it's not something that you often see, like, but I think it's... I think I agree with the idea behind it that it's often a good time just to check what's going on, from a betting point of view as well, because it's when the stats start to really make sense. I mean, it's all right using percentages when you're six games in or whatever, but 10 games, you've got that six game form, barometer that people use on websites. You've already got that in your bag, and I think it's interesting reading those. And there's a few there's articles on each of the League One, League Two, and Championship on the 72.
I think a lot of the time it's worth checking out the form guides. I mean, we have a form guide on our site. It's currently, as I say this, not working at the moment, but we'll be back on it. I think certainly when you're looking at what bets to put on, sometimes your form guide, maybe your six game, even your four game form guide, is as important as the league table sometimes, because the team can be 15th in the league, but if they've won their last four games, it's a completely sort of different kettle of fish, if you like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so make sure you check that out on the 72.co.uk, and we'll speak to you very soon, Sam.
Yeah, thanks very much, Lee.
Cheers, mate.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, good luck with your bets, whatever you're having a bet on, whether it's Championship, League 2 or League 1. You can download this, as I said, at the 72.co.uk. It's on iTunes as well, and you can subscribe to all of William Hill's podcasts there. You can find it at williamhill.com/podcasts and also on audioboom.com. As we said, good luck with your bets, wherever you're going.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.